tonight. That's my job. That's my job. Everybody needs a job to do.
Amen.
A responsibility. Something with purpose and fulfillment.
Yes, sir.
There is a God-given gift, and that we call the feeling of accomplishment. If you read through Ecclesiastes, there are two places in there where he talks about this God-given gift of that feeling of accomplishment. In fact, if you want to see it, turn there to Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, verse 13, the Bible says, "And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God." There's only two things in the Bible that God calls a gift from Him. And one is salvation.
Amen.
That's the most important. But this one is the second. That gift is that feeling when you look back. Oh, there's another verse. Verse 22, same chapter. "Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him?" Solomon was stating the fact that God gives us something special when you complete a project. That's why it's important to complete your projects. Don't start a whole bunch of projects and just never finish them. Exactly. Or else you'll never get this blessing.
Amen.
Okay? But it's that feeling when you've mowed the grass and you look back and you go,
yeah,
that looks good. Or you clean the kitchen, or you vacuum, or you've straightened up something. Jeanette loves to organize, and she'll go in there and organize some area of the house. And I can promise you, I don't know this for sure, I can promise you, she probably goes back in there every once in a while, not do anything, just look at it.
Yeah, that's good.
It's that feeling of accomplishment that God gives us, right? God blesses us with that feeling because He likes it when we do a good job. Brother Tommy was talking about that this morning a little bit. God gives us all kinds of things to do that bring Him honor and glory when we do them for His honor and glory. And I'm not talking about what we would consider spiritual things.
Right.
I'm talking about cleaning up the shed.
Right.
Mowing the grass.
Yeah.
Changing the oil in the vehicle. In Colossians, the Bible says, "Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord."
Amen.
That's when we can find joy in the things that we do. But here's the thing about those feelings of accomplishment. They're short-lived. The
right.
Grass grows back.
Yeah.
The cupboard gets disorganized all over again. The oil needs changing again. So those things are short-lived, and I believe there's something bigger and more rewarding and fulfilling than that, and that is your calling. So here in 1 Chronicles chapter 27, we're going to be in verse 25. Really, the whole chapter is giving us the record of these different men who had responsibilities, or what you and I would call a job to do. But we're only going to read these three verses, starting in verse 25. It says, "And over the king's treasures was Asmavath, the son of Adiel, and over the storehouses in the fields, in the cities, and in the villages, and in the castles, was Jehonathan, the son of Uzziah. And over them that did the work in the field for tillage of the ground was Ezri, the son of Chelub. And over the vineyards was Shimei the Ramathite. Over the increase of the vineyards for the wine cellars was Zabdi the Shifmite. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for bringing us tonight to this passage and other passages. Lord, I thank you for your word. It's powerful. It's living. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. Lord, it's also a mirror. And I pray that tonight you would show me what I need. Lord, I don't know what your people need, but you do, and I pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to each one of us tonight and help us, guide us to do the things that you are calling us to do.
Yes.
I thank you for that. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Each one of these men here that we just read about had a responsibility to take care of. They had a job to do. David was king for 40 years. And so it's likely that most of these men did their duty most of their life, their adult life.
Mm-hmm.
They had a job to do for the king. And in a similar fashion, we do too. God did not put you or me here to just use up oxygen. He's a lot smarter than that.
Amen.
If you just look at creation, you can tell that he is the master designer and that he has a long-term plan.
Amen.
And we, human beings, are his favorite creation. If you read through Genesis, the Bible says that in the beginning that God made the light. And he did that by speaking the word, let there be light.
Mm-hmm.
Then he made the animals, and he made the sea. He made the moon and the stars by speaking them into existence. But when it come to mankind, he made us with his own hands.
Yeah.
Right.
He didn't speak us into existence. We're his favorite. So you would think that he would have a plan for each one of us.
Yes, amen.
And when you read through Scripture, you find he does.
Yes.
I remember at Camp Tracy, Jeanette and I went out there on staff in 1991, January of 1991. And I was glad to be there. I knew God had called us out there, and I did everything I needed to do. The administrator would give me jobs to do and things to take care of, and I would do them and was happy to do them. And after about, I don't remember now for sure, 2 or 3 years maybe, all of a sudden I started getting this hunger and interest in learning more about the farming. I mean, there were some really old men that were farmers in Baker County, and I would sometimes drive out there and stand there and just ask them questions and then just start soaking up what they had to say. I would look up stuff in books. We didn't have the internet then. So I would have to find books on it. I would talk to people. I just had this hunger. I couldn't explain it. I didn't understand why. And then all of a sudden we found out that the administrator was going to resign. And that I was going to take his place for the next 20 years.
Mm.
God was preparing me.
Amen. Amen.
He was preparing me, one, by helping me to get some knowledge, but two, by giving me an interest, a hunger to do it.
Amen.
That's what he does with each one of us. This is important.
Yes.
You don't want to spin your wheels and waste oxygen all your life. We need to find out what our job is.
Amen.
And it's different with each one of us. By the way, earning money, buying stuff, eating food, and enjoying God's blessings are side items. Mm. Yeah. That's not the main deal. That's not why we're here.
Amen.
God's given you a job to do. Mm. I want you to turn, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter 7. I think that if there was anybody in Scripture that it's really evident they had a job to do, it would be the Apostle Paul. This is what he said. He said in 1 Corinthians 7:7, "For I would that all men were even as myself. But every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner and another after that." One of the things that God helps us with to know what our gift is the simple fact that we enjoy doing it. I've heard Brother Tommy say it before. I've heard many other pastors say it before. They just eat it up. They love it. What's the most favorite thing you like to do? I love to preach, they would say. Why? Because God called them to do that. And He put in them a desire to do it. I know what probably some of you are probably thinking this right now. Well, I don't really have any special abilities.
Not true.
That's just not true. You do. And your talent may not be used in church. The truth is, most of our talents aren't anyway. The gifts that God's given us, the responsibility that He's given us, really doesn't involve this hour.
Right.
This isn't the mission field.
Amen.
The mission field's out there.
Right.
And that's where we spend our days, our hours, fulfilling what God has called us to do. It's possible that you're using your talent even now and not even realizing it.
Amen.
So, how can I know what my job is that God's called me to do? One, I believe that God will give you a desire to do what He's called you to do. And when you do it, you'll always have a good feeling. Real good feeling about it. You look forward to it. You can't understand why everybody doesn't like doing it. In fact, because of our flesh, we tend to get aggravated with other people who don't see the importance of doing it. I remember when I was at Camp Tracy, I would say to people, and I meant it, I feel sorry for people that don't get to work out here. And I meant it. Because that's what God had called me to do. In fact, because of my flesh, I would get aggravated when certain people of maybe the church or maybe even some of the staff didn't have the same drive that I had, the same desire. But that was my flesh. But that was my calling at that time. Number two, God has put the ability, the talent or gift in you already. He designed you before you were born.
Amen.
For it.
That's right.
You're capable of doing it and doing it well. Just remember that God put it there.
Amen.
Not you. You didn't generate it. You didn't build it. You didn't create it. You received it.
Amen.
No need to be proud about it. But number three, God will put opportunities in front of you to use your talent. Mm. If you're an encourager, discouraged people will gravitate to you. Mm. Because they know that you're going to encourage them. If you're a giver, needy people will gravitate to you because they know that you have a heart to give. You already have. If you're a teacher, God will place that opportunity in front of you. If you're an organizer, God will put disorganized people in your path that you need to help. That's what he did with Jeanette. True success, listen carefully, is finding out what God put you here to do and then setting out on a lifelong mission doing just that.
Amen.
Again, we're not here. God didn't put us here just to enjoy fun and work a job, eat food, and recreation. Now, he likes it when we have fun. I'm not saying that he doesn't. He does. He wants us to smile. He wants us to laugh. He wants us to enjoy his creation. Inside his bounds. But he's got a job to do.
Amen.
For you. What is your special abilities? Again, you might be doing them already. And you're just maybe not aware of it. Mm. What is it that you enjoy doing? You kind of look forward to it. God has a plan for you to use those things for his purpose.
Amen.
By the way, sometimes it changes. Mm. Camp Tracy ended in 2013. So it was no longer God's plan for Jeanette and I to be out there at Camp Tracy. Mm. Sometimes things change.
Yeah.
For some of you, it was being a mama, raising those children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Mm. But they grew up. For some of you, it was being a helpmeet to your husband. And now he's gone. So now what? Now he has a new job.
Amen.
Until we take our last breath, he's got a responsibility for each one of us
to do. True. Amen.
For some people, it's going to be hidden. Mm. No one sees it. That's okay.
That's right.
He built them for that. For others, they're out there in the open. Like Billy Graham.
Yeah.
But Billy Graham, it's not that he was just such a great man. He just found out what his gift and his talent, his job was, and he went and he did it.
Yeah.
That person who takes care of cleaning the church or taking care of the grounds or whatever behind the scenes, they're going to receive the same kind of reward just because they did what God called them to do.
Amen.
Find out what that is for yourself.
Yes.
And get busy doing it. In 1 Chronicles chapter 28, I want you to look at this and then we're going to be done. 1 Chronicles chapter 28, in verse 10. This is at the end of David's life. He's talking to his son, Solomon. Solomon had a job to do, didn't he?
Yes.
His job was to build the temple. A job that David couldn't do, but wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he said to Solomon, verse 10. He said, "Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it." Just because God gives you the ability and the desire to do the calling that He's put on you doesn't mean that it'll be easy.
Amen.
It won't. It'll be rewarding. Very rewarding. But it won't be easy. There will be difficulty. There will be hard to get along with people that you must deal with.
Yeah.
There will be physical issues involved in this calling. There will be challenges that if God were to show you what they are ahead of time, you'd never jump on board. Which is why He doesn't show us those things. But it won't be easy. I'm sure Solomon faced many, many challenges in building the temple. It took 7 years. Wasn't it 7 years? I believe it was. But I urge you the same way that David urged Solomon. Find out what that is. Be strong and do it. Commit to it. Because if you don't do what God put you here for, then what are you doing here? Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your word. Thank You, Father, for the calling that You've given to us. Lord, I pray that You'd help us to know what that is. Clarify that in our minds. And Lord, help us to commit to being obedient to You and fulfilling Your plan. I do thank You for that. I pray this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen.
Amen. Amen.